I'm just going to pray before I start. Father, we want to thank you for this morning. Lord, I thank you that we can come together, God, on this very, very significant day. Lord, we welcome your presence in this place. Lord, your word says, where the presence of the Lord is, there's freedom. And I thank you, Father, that you came to give us freedom. Father, that you desire to meet with us this morning. There's so much that's on your heart that you want to share with us. And Lord, even today, Lord, as we are just reminded of what you've done more than 2,000 years ago, Father, we want to just give you praise. And I just pray, Lord, that hearts this morning will be stirred again. Father, as we go to your regional plan and purpose for our lives, we thank you, Father, for what you want to do here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Vision Sunday, so I get the privilege to do this 3 times a year just to share with you why God called us here to this great city. Now, I'm originally from South Africa, for some of you don't know. I've been on this island now since 2001, and what a journey it's been. You know, I came from South Africa and arrived in London and then had this encounter with God in a meeting. You know, there's a word that I remember received this word, expect the unexpected. How many of you know that God sometimes works in unexpected ways? And I remember, you know, coming to that place. We had a meeting in London, just outside of London. And that meeting, God spoke to me. And I wasn't sure where I was going. It was kind of a desert season for me. You know, in a desert, you know where you come from, but you don't really know where you're going. Anybody been there? You're not sure where you're heading to. And then, so in this meeting, I remember God spoke to me so clearly, and He gave me this flag, and then I thought at first it was a Italian flag. I thought I hit the jackpot there, but He said, no, it's an Irish flag. I'm calling you to Ireland. And God just confirmed that, and I went from London, I went to Dublin and helped start a church there, and that's been the journey. And so God just loves this nation, don't you agree? He just loves the nation. There's a richness in this nation, and you know, there's so much that God wants to do in and through this nation. If you look at the history of Ireland, friends, it is truly the land of saints and scholars. And often when we go to a place called Glendalough, anybody been there? Glendalough, Wicklow. What a beautiful place. This is a monastery right there in the Wicklow Mountains. And in this place, it's got such a rich legacy. It was a place where God spoke to some monks, some radical monks that was equipped and trained. And then they went into Europe. They were sent from this place to go and preach the gospel to nations in Europe. And so when I go there, we just reminded, and I remember as a team, we would often go there and just be reminded over and over again, the why. Why did God call us to this place? And that's me, just half the size, there in the corner, fast left. And but you know, I just love going there. And it's just this whisper from God, this is what I've called you to do. This is what I've called the church to do. And so friends, we as a church really want to see this Irish destiny, to unlock the Irish destiny again. We want to see again how missionaries are sent out from the shores of Ireland to play a part in bringing the gospel, to bring the good news to the nations. And so I'm really excited just to share with you a little bit this morning, you know, our journey and the why God has called us here and some of the things that we believe God has called us to. And because a vision is so important. A vision is something that reminds us of why God called us. And I remember this is one of the pictures God showed me just in 2013. And God kind of speaks to me through pictures. It's amazing how God works. God might speak to you in a different way. And this is how I saw, God confirmed to us about coming here to Belfast in 2013. And I saw these two flags, the Republican flag and the British flag, just being knitted together. And I prayed about that, and God said to me, Johan, that is what I long to do. This is my desire. This is the heart of the desire of the Father, that hearts will be knitted together. Now we know the segregation. We know that that Ireland has got a history. Okay, if you've been here long enough, you realize this is a divided city, and so you have these two camps and walls in our city. But one of the things that God spoke to me about, he said, Johan, I'm not calling this church, I'm not calling you to the city as Protestants or as Catholics, but as ministers of reconciliation. He said, do not get caught up with labels. This is my desire, that I want to knit hearts together. I want to see reconciliation. I want you as a church to be unifiers in this city. This is the message that he's called us to, friends. And he said, I want you as a church to come and build bridges in this city. And as people are reconciled to God, they'll be reconciled to people. It will flow out of a relationship with the Father. And that has been our prayer. That's been our desire, is to see God move again in this nation. To play our part here. Because his heart is to see every tribe and every nation come to know him. Doesn't matter your past and where you come from and what ethnicity. It's all of us together in unity. Because I love that picture. When Jesus said to his disciples, pray, my kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Friends, this is what I want to see, this heaven manifesting on earth. Where people are coming, where people come together in one place and worship him. And so we need to start practicing here on earth. Because one day there's not going to be a section in heaven said, you know, Protestants that side and Catholics here and, you know, the Reformed Presbyterian down there. And let's just meet in the middle for a little prayer session. No. We're going to be together worshiping God. Are you excited about that? And so this is our hearts, that we'll just get a catch. This is God's vision, by the way. This is not my vision. It's not something that I've just made up. This is something that's in Scripture. This is what God has called us to do as a spiritual family. And I just want you to have a little video. I'm just going to show you a little video clip here this morning of just who we are part of. Because it's important to know, if you're part of this church, who are you part of? And I want to just say to you, you've got family and now in over 83 nations worldwide. We're part of a global family called Every Nation. So we are certainly not an island on an island in Ireland, okay? We've got friends, we've got relationships around the world. And so this is just going to give you a little glimpse of what God is doing in the nations right now. And so just have a look at the screen. So good. So that figured out from 69 to 83 different nations. And we were just in London about a month ago. And just to hear what God is doing in the nations is amazing, especially in Europe. And this is where we call to be, friends, is in Europe. And just to see God move again and to see a reformation again in this continent. And so the theme of the conference was to build with the Holy Spirit. It was about a month ago, and isn't it significant that this morning that, you know, it is Pentecost Sunday, and man, we need the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that enables us to build and to do what He's called us to do, and so I'm just excited to see how God is going to use our church, and as He's called us here, you know, that we'll be like a 21st century monastery right here in this city, where we can equip the saints for the work of the ministry. We can equip people, and that we can go from this nation. And it's not just about reaching people locally. You know, we've got a global vision, as you've seen, is to reach every nation in our generation, to impact the nation and go where the needs are. And this is why we came here, because we know that there's some needs in this city. We know there's some needs on the campus. We love campus ministry. We love the community. And so I'm just going to share a little bit of why we exist. Why are we here? And this is what we believe. We exist to love God and love people and bring positive transformation to the people of Belfast and the nations. Friends, it's all about God. First and foremost, we want to be a Christ-centered church. This is who we are. And out of that relationship with Jesus, we just love people. It's about people. This is why we do what we do. It's because there's some people to be reached. Do you agree with me? You're all around the nation. There's some needs and in this city. And so it's about loving people and to bring positive transformation in this city. Do you believe God can change this city? You know, I just love that message of that pastor, you know, yesterday at the royal wedding. And he said this, that it's love. Love. Do not underestimate love. I want to say this to you. Let's not underestimate the love of God and what God can do with His love through His church. That we can love the unlovables. That we can love, you know, the people in this city. Because it's the loving kindness that leads people closer to Jesus. You know, my desire and our desire as leaders here is that people will come into this church and they will see Jesus. They will find Jesus. It will not be difficult for them to find Jesus. Because if Jesus is at the center of what we do, it's easy to find Him. Because it's love that's there. It's the peace, the joy. You can just see. I just love that. Wherever Jesus went, people went. And I want to say to you, He's here. His presence is here this morning. And that's who we want to be. We want to be a Christ-centered church. A church that loves God, loves people. Every nation, Belfast, is called to make disciples of all nations by planting and establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and culturally relevant and socially responsible churches throughout Ireland. There's a few big words there. But we really believe in this, friends. We believe that God has called us to be not just a Christ-centered church, but to be a Spirit-empowered body. That He wants to breathe life into this body because there's a lot of lifeless things out there. And that He's called us to represent Him in this city and to release that life as He breathes on it, us, that we can release that into the city. So we want to be a Spirit-empowered people. And I'm going to share a little bit about that but later. And a culturally relevant church. And a socially responsible church throughout Ireland and in the nations. And how do we do this? You know, we believe that as a church that we are called to reach the nations, but locally we believe that God has called us to reach the campus. We believe in student ministry. We want to reach the leaders of tomorrow. That's why we have a course on campus called I Love Leadership. It's where we focus and developing and raising up some godly leaders. And through this tool here on campus, actually God has given us the opportunity to, and since about a year and a half ago, we have started a society. This is a society that was started from a few students that receive some of our leadership teaching. And now there's a society right here on the campus. And so roughly we get to minister, or not minister, but also meet up with over 90% of them that are not Christian. And so what a great opportunity is to reach our students, because they're the ones that's going to be in some influential positions in their life. And so we get the opportunity to meet with them and equip them and really believe that God will raise them up to be some amazing godly leaders that will not just lead in the city, but that will go from here into the nations. And I remember just when we started Every Nation Dublin, we had a few students that came to our meeting, and that kind of grew from about 5 students to 30, more than 30 students. And so after a couple of years, these students were now graduating, and it was like this sweet and sour moment of like, you know, we don't really want you to go, but you know, we believe that God is going to send you because it's part of our vision and our desires to send them into the nations. And so they came at the end of their third year, medical year at Trinity College, and now it was time for them to do their fourth year in Penang. And so they moved to Penang, and so they phoned us and said, "Pastor, we really miss the church. We miss our family. We don't have a church here, and so what an amazing opportunity, because these are students that came in as atheist, Buddhist, agnostics, and you know, just really just searching for the purpose of life. And we had the opportunity to lead many of them to Christ. They've been through discipleship, and so now you know there's an opportunity for what? For a church plant right there in Penang. And we phoned one of our leaders in Manila and said, you know, we've got about 30 students there waiting for you in Penang. Is there somebody in that church in the Philippines that feel called to go to Penang? And there was a couple that said, yes, Lord, send me. God said, ask and I shall give you the nations. And so somebody asked for a nation. And so they were sent out to Penang. And friends, by God's grace, now 6 years later, there's a church there of over 300 people. And that is just how we, as a local church here in this nation, can again unlock that Irish destiny by sending people out. Okay? Irish was not just good at starting pubs all over in every nation, but also to start some churches, ministries, to have influence from this great nation. And that's our heart, is to not just go do campus ministry, but also here in our city to do some community outreach. Our God has called us to connect with people here in our communities. We don't have to go to all these nations necessarily. We can just find the needs right here on our doorstep. And how many of you will agree with me? There's some needs in this city. There's some people God wants us to reach. And so we have also started the Every Nation Global Cafe, where we have felt that, you know, God wanted to us to address some social needs in this city, but also reach out to some newcomers to Belfast, refugees, asylum seekers. And so once a month, we have a global cafe night where we get the opportunity just to connect and welcome these people into our culture and throw a party. How many of you love to throw a party? So we have somebody, we've got some live music there, we've got some, you know, some food. And so when they walk in that place, they find Jesus. That's our prayer, that they will find Jesus through us. The kindness that we extend to them. The love that they encounter. And that's our desire. And then as well, we feel that God has called us also to play a part in West Belfast. Reaching people on both sides of the walls. How many of you have seen some walls here? And we want to be bridge builders. We want to be the ones that go across the line and reach out. Doesn't matter where you're from. God has called us to reach who? Every nation. Who does that include? Everybody. It's not a selective group of people. That's what I love about us just being in this chapel here this morning. How many of you know that during the Troubles, this place was used as a place where people prayed for unity in the city? It's actually called the Unity Hall, or chapel. And that's what I love, that God just put us here. Not by accident, friends. We are not here. You are not here by accident. God has put us here for a redemptive purpose. He's got a plan for us. And so again, he's calling people together from every nation to come and pray for the peace of the city, to reach the people in our community, and then also say, yes, Lord, send me. How many of you want to be sent? You know, that's a dangerous prayer. I remember in that meeting, you know, God, I said, Lord, do whatever you want to do with my life. How many of you know that that's a dangerous prayer? Because God does that. You know, and he almost say, oh, no, Lord, don't. I didn't mean that. But God said, yes, I've answered that call. I see your heart. I'm sending you. And that's what excites me, friends. As you come here, you connect with your purpose. We want people to come here to every nation and find their purpose. Because there's so many people searching out there. Lord, what is my purpose? What is the meaning to life? And this is where I believe God is going to speak to people. And also speak to people about their identity. Because we find in Northern Ireland, you know, there's these camps and, you know, I'm this, I'm that. You know, we don't find our identity in our flags. We don't find our identity in, you know, in where we're from. I mean, that's part of your culture. But ultimately, our identity is found in Jesus Christ. It's found in His kingdom. And this is what we are about. We are about our Father's business. We are about God's kingdom. God has got a kingdom strategy, a plan here in this nation. And we are so privileged, humbled to be part of that. Isn't God good? So, Matthew 28:19. Now, if somebody would ask you at your work, or wherever you find yourself in this city, what is that every nation church about? That church that meets at Methodist College. It's very simple. It's found here in Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you want to break it down to a few sentences, this is it. God has called us to do this, is to go and make disciples. I'm going to share with you briefly what that looks like this morning. This is what He said to His disciples when they called them. He called them to this mission huddle, basically saying, you know what, my time on earth is done. This is what I'm calling you to do. If you want to know what your purpose is, this is part of God's plan for your life, is to go and make disciples. To go and share what I have given you. Now, freely you've received, now go and give it to others. And so we as a church, we believe that discipleship is relationship. That's how Jesus worked. Have you realized how Jesus, He was relational. He was so gifted in building relationships. And so that's how we want to do. We want to build some relational bridges in the city. We truly love people. And that was the heart of the Father. And Jesus represented that. And he went to these disciples and He taught them, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and make disciples. I'm sending you to go. And as a church, we want to keep going. We want to keep going year after year and play our part in God's kingdom. And, you know, and I want to say to you that we are not the answer to Belfast. We are part of the answer, I believe, the call of God to be here. But there's some incredible churches out here. But what we believe in, friends, is family. First and foremost, we are a family. And that's who God's called us to be. That's what Jesus modeled. This is what people need in this city. And, you know, He says that He puts the lonely into families. And so this is what we want to see. We want to see people come into this church, not find it hard to find Jesus and be in a family. We love family. And that's who the Father is. You know what? The Father is a relational God. He's relational. There's relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. That's His nature. He longs for that. And I believe that there's people in this city that longs for relationship. I've met so many lonely people in this city. And it's just longing. It feels rejected. They're not wanted. They've been pushed aside. I've found a lot of orphans in this city, where their fathers have abandoned them, said, I want nothing to do with you. But we want to be a house where every single person is welcome, is received in. That's who we want to be. I love this quote. There's a guy called Shane Claiborne. Love this guy from the U.S. in Chicago. This is what he says. The church is a place where broken people can fall in love with a beautiful God. Isn't that beautiful? Broken people, broken vessels can come and fall in love with a beautiful God. I certainly don't want this church to be a church where people need to go through all these loops to get to Jesus. All these requirements, tick all these boxes. And we can welcome people in the way they are. Because I believe this is where the church has failed. Where they've made it so hard for people to get to that place where you really accept it. Now you are part one. Now you're part of us. Now you're one of us because you've done these A, B, C, D, whatever. I don't believe that's how Jesus did it. He just said to these fishermen, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That's what I want to do. Is when I go into the city and there's people, I would just want to say to them, come, not follow me. Don't come follow this vision. Come and follow Jesus. He's the center of this vision. This is the plan that he has for you. He's got plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And so my prayer is as you go on this journey, as you come and follow Jesus, that you will encounter the heart of the Father. You'll get an understanding of His love for your life. That you will get a new identity, a new purpose. That you will feel that you belong. That you're part of something that is significant. That you will not just drift through life. Go from one place to the other and just... But you'll find that rest. That you'll find that place with Him. So we want to welcome in people from every tribe and every nation. How? I think it's a good question. And this is what we believe, you know, God has called us to do, is to make disciples, right? And this is the question, how do we do that? When Jesus said, go and make disciples, how do we as a church go and make disciples? And I believe one of the ways that we use is the four E's is, number one, engage. He wants us to go and engage with our culture. This was His intention for the disciples at the time. When He said, go and make disciples, He said, I want you to go and engage. Go, don't keep this to yourself. All right, we are not called to privatize our faith, friends. And that's what happens when we just keep, you know, I'm just going to keep Jesus to myself. It's just me and Jesus, very intimate. It's just me and Him. What He wants us to do is to go and engage and share what He's given you. And so engaging is to, some of the ways we do it is through some outreaches. God has called us to do some outreaches in the city. It could be one-to-one meetings. It could be people that's right there around you, at your workplace, those relationships that you have, the trust that you're building. And so we love to do socials. We love socials. We love to hang out. That's why we have a little barbecue afterwards. But there's so many ways to engage. And that's just my prayer, that you'll just find, what is God calling me to do, to engage, intentionally engage with others. And then number two, establish. We want to see people that are established in the Word of God. We want them to be established in not just in the church, but also be established in God's Word. And so the way we do that is we've got some great resources that we have here at the church. We've got some follow course, and which is an intentional journey to help you to know God better, to grow in your faith. And because sometimes, you know, they'll say, just come to Jesus, And then we leave people. And then, you got to work out your own salvation. You figure this Jesus out. But our job, and is to, Jesus said, I will build my church. Jesus' job is to build the church. Our job is to make disciples. And so we walk with people. We don't leave them to the side. We want to help them to discover these amazing truths in Scripture. To get to know the Father, not just to know of God, but to know Him. That's my desire. Because I know what He's done in my life. I know where I was that broken vessel, and I came into a church where people got around me and said, you know what, I'm going to walk with you. I identify there's something on your life. And they could see something in me that I couldn't see. And they just drew that out of me and helped me to be established in the faith. And then equip. I believe this is part of what God has called us to equip people, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to equip people to minister to others. So I believe in here in every nation that we are not called as pastors, as leaders, to do all the ministry. My pastor can only pray for me. Come, pastor, you pray for me. And it's great. Look, I love praying and I will pray until my wife tells me to stop, okay? Because she wants to spend a bit of time with me as well. That's how it works in our family. But it is wonderful where you get the opportunity to minister as well, because I identify there's a gift of God. The same Spirit that dwells in me and Lenny is also in you. And there's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that was poured out at Pentecost that is available to you. And God wants to use you, friend, where you are at, is to also minister to others. So we want to equip you, what we know and some of the resources we have in every nation. Our School of Empowerment in Berlin, looking forward to that. If you want to grow into understanding the prophetic, that is going to be a school that's going to be happening in September. And so a wonderful opportunity is to develop that gift that God has given you. And so and finally, empower disciples to make disciples. We want to give people opportunity. When there's potential, like I can see in this room, there's so much potential here. And so we want to really empower you and allow God to empower you to do what He's called you to do. We don't want you to miss out. That's my desire for every one of you here this morning, that you will not miss out on the call that's upon your life and be limited. And so so making disciples, and there's going to be a lot of training. And I want to get to this because this is where I believe is just where God wants to bring us as a church this year. And there's a big focus this year on life groups. We are not called to do life on our own. We don't want you to be in this church, and we want you to experience what authentic Christian community is all about. And we're going to look at this a little bit later. I want you to experience some of the amazing people that's here. Some people, we need each other. We are better and stronger together. And so God has not called us to live our lives and go on this journey and do it the Frank Sinatra way. I do it my way, okay? You're just going and drifting. Don't drift. Be part of something. Be rooted in the house. Build some of those relationships. Because when the time of trouble comes, I know who I can call. You know, there's some people that is walking with us, and we've got a great life groups here, and we've had some situations over the last couple of weeks. People in need, so much in crisis right now in their families. I had a situation about 2 weeks ago where I could just put it on our life group WhatsApp group and say, "Hey guys, please pray right now for my brother. He's going through a tough time in South Africa." or pray for this situation, or pray for this aunt, or whatever it is. We get that, and we pray for one another. We encourage one another. There's a scripture that will come through and say, you know what, God is, do not give up. You know, I love that. It's a place where you will be exhorted, you know, encouraged, build up. And it's a place where we can connect with God and connect with truth and connect with one another. And we can throw some food in the middle as well. We love. I mean, I believe some amazing churches are built around food as well. Okay. We're also, but most importantly, friends, we are called to build around the presence of God. We believe that is where God is right at the center, where we meet and we build. And it's an ancient way. If you go way back to the Ark of the Covenant and how this Ark of the Covenant went, and they were carrying this Ark of the Covenant, wherever the Ark of the Covenant went, the people of God went. They just wanted to be around there was the presence of God. It was taken into a temple, and then God removed the veil through what Jesus did on the cross for us. And so the Ark of the Covenant now is within us. It's here. And we can build around that. And that's what I'm excited about. This is what this city needs. When we came here, we just prayed and said, Lord, what does this city need? What does this city need? And God said, they need my presence. I want them to know me. I desire relationship. I desire a family that will serve the poor, that will serve the needy. I long for a church that has a selfless gospel, that is not self-centered, but it's selfless. I long for a people that will long for my presence. We want to be a people of God's presence. And this is what Acts 1:8 is all about. Love this. They were instructed to go to Jerusalem. And there was 120 in the upper room waiting. Waiting for that promise to be fulfilled. And they went with an expectation. And I love this. This is the promise. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus' desire, the Father's desire, was that the Spirit of God will not just stay there and hover there, a once-off experience. It was just amazing. But it will actually go. They'll be filled, and as they are filled, that they will go to the ends of the earth. This is what Pentecost Sunday is about. We are reminded of that gift that was given to us. And it's not a once-off experience. My desire is that we will come here on Sundays, but be filled daily. Not just on the Sunday, friend, but we will be filled in at our life group. And we will be filled at our prayer meetings. We will be filled at our follow course. We will be filled in our personal devotion every day. But His desire is that we will go. That this will spread. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Just imagine being in that place. Wow. And experiencing that, a violent wind coming in to that place. People getting filled. This promise that they had, they were waiting, came to fulfillment. That Jesus actually kept His word when He said, I'm going to give this. And this happened, that they were filled with God's Spirit. And God's Spirit enabled them and says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship. And this is now in Acts 2. And I believe that this is a picture. Acts 2 is a picture of what we desire as a church. As they came together, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Do we believe in miracles? Do we believe in signs and in wonders? Absolutely. That's what we desire. We still believe that God heals today. That was not just for the appointed time. It's for now, friends. And so it says here, everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Love that. Having everything in common means there was unity there. There was unity on that what was said and what was and in their mission. And as I said a bit earlier, that we are called to be unifiers. We are unifiers here in the Unity Chapel. And I believe God says in His Word, with His unity, He what? He commands a blessing. And that's what we want to see. That our city will benefit because of our unity. Our city will be blessed because of, you know, our fellowship here. That we will even have an impact in this surrounding, in this community here. It was something of Jesus will radiate in this place as we meet here on this Sunday. That there will be a presence. The presence of God will be here. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. I love that. There was a spirit of generosity. As they received, they also looked at the needs. Say, hey, who's in need? Who's in need here? Let's take up offering. Let's give. Let's give what we've received. And certainly that's what we want to do, is cultivate that culture of generosity. Always walking around, who's in need? Hearing from God, where do I need to give? This is what they practice. It was not a selfish type of gospel. It was selfless. I love this community. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere heart. Now we love to eat together. We love it. We're going to do it a bit later. And they invited people into their homes. We want to have that culture in our life groups. We want to invite people to come. Come eat with us. Come meet with us on Thursday. Come and meet with us on Wednesday. Come and meet with us in Starbucks. Yes, God, Jesus is also in Starbucks. His presence, okay? He's not limited to a place. Because wherever we go, what? He goes. The presence of God is with us. And that's what I love about just meeting up in random places. And just connecting. Praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And I believe that's what God's going to do. He's just going to add. You know, there's some people that's waiting for you in this city. There's people waiting for you to have that conversation. Divine appointments. Why? Because you are a gift to God. And God wants to share you, wants to open you up as a gift, and He wants to share this gift. You're a gift to the people of this city. Whether you're from India, or you're from South Africa, or Germany, or from Florida, wherever you come from. New Zealand. I've got some New Zealand friends here this morning. But you're a gift. And so that's what God is doing. He's just unwrapping churches, just unwrapping. We are not called to be boxed in. This is us. This is not an exclusive club. This is an inclusive. We want to include people. And so a lot of people would just say to me, Johan, you know, I don't know my purpose. What did God call me to do? And it's very easy. I just point them to Isaiah 61. Because I believe Isaiah 61 is relevant for all of us. If you're a child of God, you're a believer of God, this scripture applies to you this morning. And I really want you to make the scripture yours, because this is a foundational scripture, what we believe God has called us to build on, to really make. It's ours. And so we remind ourselves of this scripture. Why did God call us to this city? What is His plan with my life? And this is what He says. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. I love that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. That's what it's about, the discipleship, to go and to share some good news. How many of you have received some good news? I love to share good news. My goodness, if I receive something that is just, I've received something and I'll just share it with my friends, with our group. This is what happened. This is what God has done. And this is certainly something we want to do as we've received some good news of salvation, of God's grace, and of God's love. Why don't you want to share it with other people? And so here, He's anointed you to proclaim good news. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to proclaim, to comfort all who mourn. Friends, there's a mission here in this city. And God has called us to be builders. What does that mean? He's called us to build people up. There's a lot of breaking down happening in this city and in this nation. So He's called us to build people up through the Spirit of God in us and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. We want to see people planted for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Now, as I said, the city's got a history. And it says there, they will rebuild the ancient ruins. And I believe that you are just part of the building process here in this city. Wherever you find yourself, if it's here for a season and you might find yourself in another nation, that applies for you as well. Wherever you go, friends, you are called to build up. And that is what we want to see in this city. Restoration, healing. I'm just going to end with this. This is a picture God showed me of the dry dock. Before we came, we were in Dublin, and I just saw this vessel being built up, okay? Now, I'm not talking about the Titanic. We know the destiny of the Titanic, okay? But this was a vessel, and I saw people from different nations to come around this vessel, and they were building, and they were, helped to prepare this vessel to do what? To go and sail, to go out to a nation. It had a destiny. And so it was stuck right here in this dry dock. But I just saw as they opened up, that water came in and that lifted that vessel and it went. And I believe this is what we're going to do. As people come in, they're going to come into this dry dock. God's going to work on them. And then we're going to just see them being sent into the nations. Later this year, we're doing a mission to Albania. God has put the nation of Albania in our hearts. So already now in our second year of church, almost be 3 years in November, God is already calling us to go to these different nations. We don't have to be 10, 15 years old to start doing missions. And so that's my heart and desire. This is our heart as a leadership team. It's just to send people out. This is the co-founder of Every Nation. He says this, when you figure out what God called you to do, and you do what God called you to do, and you keep on doing what God called you to do, one day you'll look back and go, wow, look what God did. That's what we want to see, friends. 10, 20, 50 years from now, looking back and see, look what God has done. And that's my heart, that you'll find your purpose in this family. That you'll feel part of what God's doing in this family. You know, this is my encouragement. Be part of the mission. Join one of our community life groups. If you just feel, man, I want to get to know some people here. I want to encourage you to join a life group. Be available and be willing. That's what the disciples, they were just available. Left the nets and said, look, I want to do what God's called me to do. And I believe all of us here, most of us, there's a desire. Just be willing. And then be faithful with sharing your time, talents, treasures with others. Okay, I believe God has gifted us here. Some of you are so gifted. And so we can use these gifts to serve others, not just in this church, but in this city. Build others up, as I said, shared earlier. Find out what you are passionate about and invite others to do it with you. It's simple. That's how I find an effective way to engage. I mean, one of our members here, John, he's not here this morning. He just loves boxing. And he's passionate about boxing. So I just went to the boxing club with John. And guess what? I'm boxing, not other people, but it's a boxer size, okay? It's a bit of training, bit of both worlds, but best of both worlds. But it's great. You're getting to know, you meet people, new people. So whatever you're passionate about, just invite others to do it with you. It's great. Okay, in just a couple of ways, you know, as a church and being Vision Sunday, you know, as a new church plant, you know, that there's a few needs, you know, that we have in this church. And, you know, maybe you feel God's calling you to pray. You just love praying. We want to be a praying church. We are a praying church. Maybe you want to join the prayer team. Maybe the worship team. Maybe there's a talent. You're a gifted musician and the sound team and to help do the audio vision, hosting. Maybe you just love to host people. Hospitality is a gift. Maybe you want to use that. Kids ministry. We really need some kids ministry workers. And we would, if you would be interested to be part of that, please let us know. Or youth ministry. There's so many needs here. And then the Global Cafe. Once a month we come together. We have these theme nights, like, you know, this Thursday is going to be a Filipino night. If you feel you want to come and serve some refugees in this city, you're very welcome. Come along and have a look and be part of that. And then lead a life group. Maybe some of you said, Johan, you know, I've been connecting with some people at my university or at my workplace, and I just want to start a Bible study or life group. Let us know. You know, we would love to help you and equip you and to do that. So friends, there's a lot of needs here. And I'm just going to pray quickly. And I just want to invite Steve up quickly. And he's just going to give us a bit of an update, being Vision Sunday. You know, we want to just share with you just a few things as well. And so just stand with me. And I'm just going to pray for you guys. Thank you, Father. Father, we want to thank you for this morning, God. We thank you that we can come together in one place as family, Lord. And Father, as we just read about the upper room, that experience and how they came together in one place, Father, we pray for just the outpouring of your Spirit here this morning. Father, we long for more of you. We long for more of your kingdom. And Lord, that we desire that you will use us as well, like you use your disciples. And we say, yes, Lord. Come and have your way through us. Use us for your kingdom purposes. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that you remind some people here that they feel, with some of them just feel stuck. They feel, what can I bring? I don't have any gifts. I don't have any talents. What value am I? I just feel, friend, God wants to say to you this morning that you have so much value to him. First, he's calling him to himself. He said, come to me. Come follow me. And I pray, Father, in this season that people will grow in intimacy and they will grow in love. And Lord, that you will show them how you want to use them. Lord, that they'll find even the passion, things that they are passionate about, rediscover those passions. I pray that you'll give them innovation and creativity, Father, just to express your heart and your kingdom. Whether they are artists, a musician, whatever it is, I pray that you'll just stir in them in Jesus' name. And that they'll know that they are wanted, they need it, that they are valued by you. And that they're very welcome in this church. I ask these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.